Ghana each year records 16,000 cases of cancer for the past 3 years. Out of this number, over 50% die. Health advocates championing the fight against the disease have said it is serious. Ahead of this year's World Cancer Day, tomorrow, Radio Ghana spoke to the program manager of Non-Communicable Diseases, Ghana Health Service, Dr. Kofi Nyaku, who said every year the number of cancer-related diseases increase, describing the situation as a source of concern. That is why a National Cancer Strategic Plan document would be launched tomorrow to battle with the disease. He mentioned that breast cancer leads the number of cancer-related diseases, with 3,000 cases being recorded annually. He spoke to Rita Mpabintete.
Cancers in Ghana has been increasing over the years, and the 4th of February each year is a day earmarked for awareness as World Cancer Day. Ghana has developed a national strategic plan which outlines the key strategies and interventions Ghana will use to reduce the burden of cancer for the next 5 years. And on this day, that is tomorrow, as part of the World Cancer Day celebration, the Minister of Health will be launching this National Cancer Strategic Plan document so that all key stakeholders will know what we should all do, that we all come together and fight against cancer.
Dr. Nyaku, can you tell us the cancer situation in Ghana? Is it a serious problem that we should all be worried about?
Well, yes, it's very serious. For example, breast cancer alone, the incidence is about 3,000 per year, and we lose about half of them. Cervical cancer is about 2,000. Liver cancer, the numbers are over 2,000 every year, and we lose almost over 50% of them because most of them come very late. And each year, we are getting more patients coming down with cancer in Ghana.
So, Dr. Nyaku, will you tell me, are cases of cancer increasing or decreasing?
It's increasing, yeah, it's increasing. It's going up. Every year, we see more cases than before.
I know that there are several types of cancers. We have the breast cancer, the cervical cancer, the prostate cancer, and all that. Yes. Which of these cancers are very predominant in terms
the
of...
The predominant ones in women are the breast and cervical cancer. And for men, the most predominant is prostate cancer and liver cancer. And now, even childhood cancers, cancers that affect children, are started also coming up.
Dr. Nyaku, I'm also more interested in the statistics. Can you tell us the statistics that we have concerning the number of cases that come to your office?
When you put all the cancers together, every year, Ghana, we record about 16,000 cases every year. But when we want to categorize them by cases, breast alone is about 3,000, cervical about 2,000, liver cancer is about 2,000, prostate cancer is around 1,000. But when you put all the cancers together, we get about 16,000 new cases.
Once every year.
Yes.
But, Doc, is there a national data registry to put together some of these cases for future studies and all that?
We have a cancer registry at Kolebu and Komfanochi Teaching Hospital. So all cancer cases that go to these major facilities, we have a registry.
Is it difficult for Ghana to battle with cancer-related diseases?
It's not difficult. Our only difficulty has been resources to implement these interventions. You know, every intervention, you need to back it with resources. But what we need to do, we have the plans, everything is documented on paper. So with the needed support from corporate organizations and all stakeholders, I'm sure that in the next few years, we will win the fight against cancer.
Dr. Nyaku was also worried about the attitude of some potential cancer patients and cautions the public against unhealthy lifestyles, a major cause of cancer.
Because they come very late, you know, with cancer, when you come very late, there's not much that can be done. So we're advocating early detection, that people have screening done. Once you detect it early, that's when we can save your life. Breast cancer, for example, is detected very early. We can have surgery and radiation, and it can be cured completely. But if you come late, what is called a metastasis, when it has affected other parts of the body, then there's not much that can be done. And most Ghanaians are coming very late. One thing with cancer is that before you can be diagnosed of cancer, you need a doctor who is a pathologist to look at the tissue to know the type of cancer. So if you are in a district hospital and a doctor suspects cancer, they need to take a tissue and bring it to Accra or Kumasi. That's where we have the pathologist. And now we have one at Cape Coast Teaching Hospital. We need to change our lifestyle, which will help prevent.
Can you explain the lifestyle? Because I know when it comes to lifestyle, there are several activities. And to you as a health practitioner, what lifestyle are you talking about?
The food we eat. On a healthy diet, we have to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. travel and reduce the red meat and the oils. And now we are changing from the good food to the bad food. Exercises are very important, and Ghanaians now don't exercise. We have a lot of sedentary lifestyle. We get from our vehicles to our offices. We sit all day long and get back. We don't walk. Even if we are moving from one ministry to the other, we want to still drive. And smoking is also one of the factors, and alcohol, and also exposure to other toxins and chemicals. Some of the cancers too are caused by infections. And the second thing is that even if you have it and we detect it early, we can manage it for you and treat you completely. But most of them will wait till the late stage before they come to our facilities.